With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Supreme Court is set to issue a ruling tomorrow on the Trump immunity case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a preview.
It's perhaps the most anticipated decision of the court term, whether former presidents are immune from prosecution for official acts they took in office. The High Court has previously ruled that former presidents can't be sued in civil cases for what they did in office, but it has never weighed in on criminal immunity. At stake is the criminal case against Donald Trump for his role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NASA says two astronauts are going to stay in space a little longer to continue troubleshooting Boeing's capsule.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived on Boeing's new space capsule about a month ago.
I want to make it very clear that Butch and Sonny are not stranded in space.
This was the first astronaut launch for Boeing after years of delays and setbacks. NASA's Steve Stitch says engineers are troubleshooting some problems.
We'll have a little bit more work to do to get there for the final return, but they're safe on space station. Their spacecraft is working well, and they're enjoying their time on the space station.
NASA has not set a return date.
We're not in any rush to come home.
Boeing has said some leaks that were spotted during the flight are not a concern for the return trip. I'm Ed Donahue.
Voters across mainland France are casting ballots today in the first round of an exceptional parliamentary election. The two-round vote could put France's government in the hands of conservative parties for the first time since the end of World War II. Beryl has grown into a hurricane in the Atlantic now and is forecast to strengthen into a big storm as it nears the Caribbean. A hurricane warning has been issued for a number of places, including Barbados and St. Lucia. People are being urged to get out today. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood will spend $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster President Joe Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The political and advocacy arms of the nation's largest abortion business say they will initially target eight states: Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Meanwhile, SBA Pro-Life America says it plans to spend $92 million targeting voters in many of those same states. Abortion will also be a ballot initiative in several states. Police in Pakistan have arrested 23 people accused of being part of a mob that killed a man suspected of desecrating the Quran. The suspects were charged with murder and burning a police station where the mob killed the man last week. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan under the country's blasphemy laws. Anyone found guilty of insulting Islam or Islamic religious figures can be sentenced to death. This is SRN News. A stern warning for bear hunters.
National Park Service says it plans to ban hunters from baiting bears in national preserves in Alaska, set to take effect later in the summer. This new rule would bar sport hunters from using bait like bacon grease, pastries, syrup, or dog food to attract the bears. Agency says baiting can lead to run-ins between people and the bears always win. Jason Walker reporting.
Comedian and actor Martin Mull has passed away. His family says he succumbed to a long illness and was 80 years old. Mull became known for his hip, droll comic stylings in the clubs on Hollywood Sunset Strip back in the 1970s. He had a small role in the Norman Lear-created TV series Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman, and became the star of its spinoff, Fernwood Tonight. This is SRN News.